This is the BBC.
Fasten your bootstraps as we present Jim Burns, Round the World in 80 Days, or Money Refunded. There, ready
for you. Part one, the rock and roll room at the Athenaeum Club in 1883.
I say, Lord Zeppelin, that tune was a real sizzler.
Yes, Lord Tavernor. Well, it is written by that fellow. Who is it?
Nonsense. I bet you £5 it wasn't. It was written by, what do you call him?
You're both wrong, gentlemen. It was written by what's his name? So you both do. Thank you, Alex.
Such was the wild gambling that went on every night in the Athenaeum Club at the close of the last century. Then, one night.
Listen, gentlemen. There are members of the British Constabulary running through the streets blowing whistles.
What? You'd think they'd grow out of it, wouldn't you? Hold it.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
There are two gentlemen of unknown quantity approaching at me now.
Quick! In here, Griffith.
Yes. If anybody asks, say we're on the run from the police.
But we are!
Yes, but who'd believe a silly story like that?
I say, look here, old chap!
What?
How dare you burst into the Athenaeum dressed as convicts?
Isn't tonight carnival night?
Rubbish! It's ladies' night. Oh. You didn't think I wear a skirt and blouse every night, do you? Explain who you are.
Moriarty, hand him my personal greetings.
There it is in the plain wrappers.
So, to Lord Seagull.
Why, this is for me,
is it? Oh.
Happy birthday from the Honorable Gritpipe Finn Sponsard.
And this early French convict is none other, and I quote from his death certificate, Count Villon de Jim Fine Moriarty, gold medalist road sweeper to Penge District, and international knotted string consultant.
But what?
Dear listeners, I suddenly noticed that both strangers were carrying a bulging leather safe inscribed, Property of the Bank of England, Stop Thief.
It's all a lie, Neddy.
All a lie, Neddy.
We drew this money to make a wager.
Yes, we heard that you were a very sporting gentleman and always ready for a game.
Who told you?
The chambermaid upstairs.
It's all a lie, I tell you. We're just good friends. However... Hello, gentlemen. Put down your penguins and explain this sporting offer on a piece of paper.
Neddy, you are 21 today.
Thanks to brandy, yes.
Likewise, Count Moriarty is 21 today.
Thanks to formalin. No doctors in the house, carry on.
Neddy, my dear friend the Count wagers you 1,000 sovereigns that you can't reach the age of 22 before him.
You mean... whoever becomes 22 first takes the kitty?
Of course, and the money. I'll have to see them quicker than that.
I accept. Here's my 1,000 sovereigns.
And here's mine.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Supposing there's a dead heat.
Then I, as stakeholder, take the money. But I ask you, Neddy, how many times an arrest does a dead heat occur? Very rarely, I mean.
You're right. I agree. You're perfectly correct.
He's correct.
I acquiesce.
He's acquiescing.
I concur.
He concurs.
Yes. I assent.
He's assenting.
I am of the same mind.
He's of the same mind.
I am at one with you.
He's at one with us.
I conform.
He conform.
I defer.
He defers.
I am in accord.
He's in accord.
I agree.
He's agree.
I agree.
Get a punch up the conk. You know. Now then, for the age race, on your laundry mark.
Yes.
Get set.
Yes.
But first,
yes.
Moggs Gildrong.
Right. Round the back of the old Bernie.
Good luck there.
Thank you.
As I was saying, gentlemen, before we were so rudely interrupted by that Dutch fiend. For the age race, on your birthmarks, get set, bang!
What up? What up, Fred?
You'll never beat me, Moriarty. I'm wearing my new running strap.
Don't worry. My legs are oiled to perfection, I tell you. You'll never catch up with me. Don't you believe it, Moriarty? I believe it. I believe it.
All that day I ran, and gradually I outdistanced Count Moriarty by a sheer distance. Whereupon, despite the power of his steaming French legs, he fell behind. But, to my horror, I discovered that he reached the following day at exactly the same time as I did. Was this a trick? Obviously, I could never get ahead of him by merely running. I sought the advice of an old army Confederate.
There's a bloke to see you.
Oh, Neddy.
Major, you know all about time, don't you?
Well, I've done my share of it, yes, yes.
Tell me, how did you get old so quickly?
Go and see Dr. Cran, the Harley Street specialist.
What's his address?
Lyle Street. Before you see him, it would be wise for you to invest in one of my rock hopper penguins.
Just what I need. A left-handed penguin.
Shall I wrap him up?
Just a scarf and overcoat.
Oh, melody divine. Thank you.
Goodbye, Major.
Goodbye, Neddy. I'll come with you.
Now, round the world in 80 days, part two. Perhaps you'd like to make a note on that piece of paper. Incidentally, please save these pieces of paper. Later in the program, you'll be told what to do with them. Now we join overseas listeners in a visit to a lonely, rain-swept Yorkshire moor.
Perhaps you'd like to make a note of that on a piece of paper. And now, while I load my penguin, over to Dr. Cran's consulting room with piano accompaniment. Hop!
Drop it not high. Yak up. Not yak mark. Rack now.
Thank you.
Just sit on this string bench and put your legs through the knot holes.
No. Oh!
Yes. You had to go. Now hold this bowl of custard.
Right.
Stand in this hip bath of lukewarm Irish stew.
All right.
And finally, and in conclusion, hold these two plates of jellied eels at arm's length. Now, Mr. Greenslade, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I work for the BBC, and you see...
Oh, I can't cure that. I can't. Just swallow these meals three times a day after medicine. Nurse Bannister!
Oh, dear, dear.
Nurse?
What is it, Crun?
Put the leeches back in their cages.
Right up. Come on, you naughty leeches. Come on.
But you know they're really tigers, but if I told her that, she'd want more money, you know. Perhaps you'd like to make a note of that on a piece of paper.
I have. Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Those leeches are getting too big for their boots.
Well, I can't afford any more money for leech boots, I tell you.
I'll make a note of that on a piece of paper, Henry.
Now, you naughty min, lay the operating table for dinner.
Can't have dinner yet.
What?
The waiting room's crammed full.
What? Who's in it?
Harry Seacom.
Oh. I heard that.
Oh, we'd be mad at him. Ah, just a moment. What's in that leather paper parcel?
A penguin.
What? How dare you bring wild animals into my consulting room? Min,
what?
Min.
What?
The elephant wants to go out. Oh.
I don't know what we keep him for. Shut up, you big hairy monster. Shut up. Stop, I say you. Shut up. I don't know what we keep him for. He never barks at burglars ever.
Now, sir, what can I do for you? You've been round the back for the old brandy again, haven't you?
I never touch brandy or energy pills, I tell you. I've come here for your old age treatment.
Oh, well, you'll have to come round the back with me.
What for?
The old brandy, you know. All right, now take your cloth clothes off.
What? There.
Oh. Well, now, Mr. Seacom, how many years older do you want to get?
Two.
I see. Over here is the special rapid plastic aging type process room. In you go.
So?
All right. Start running.
Help! This man's got a great big chopper. Help! He'll have my head off.
So Seagun was chased through the night by a great Afghan chief with a chopper. To make matters worse, Ray Ellington decided to sing.
Mary Ann, Mary Ann, Mary Ann. All day, all night, Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Mary Ann, oh Mary Ann, won't you marry me? We can have the bamboo hut and brandy in the tea. Leave your fat old mama home, she never will say yes. If mama don't know now, she can guess. My yes, all day, all night, Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. When she walks along the shore, people pause to greet. White birds fly her round her, a little fish come to her feet. In her heart is love, but I'm the only mortal man who is allowed to kiss my Mary Ann. Don't rush me all day, all night, Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sipping sand. When we marry, we will have a time you never saw. I will be so happy. I will kiss my mother-in-law. Three children by the dozen, in and out the bamboo hut. One for every palm tree, and the coconut. Hurry up now, all day, or night is merry and down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Mary Ann, Mary Ann.
Despite the agony of being chased all night by a madman with a naked chopper, Seagoon still didn't get any older than Moriarty.
We then discovered that by traveling around the world in an easterly direction and crossing the international dateline, I could gain one day, thereby getting a day older than Moriarty and winning the £1,000! Hello, who's that?
Just an Eidelbergen. We are hearing that you are going round the world. Permit us to offer the youth of Britain's only self-drive Zeppelin service. Geblunden Schnitz Holzkapleden. Cheap rates and no objection to penguins.
Splendid. I'll meet you at dawn tomorrow at about 11 o'clock.
Right. And, darling. Do be careful. You're all I've got.
Don't worry, Eidelberger. I'm wearing hermetically sealed creosote socks.
It must be hell in there.
In the early light of the following dawn, I saw the great cigar-shaped monster.
Yes, Neddy, it's me.
Bloodlock!
I'm coming along to keep you supplied with fresh penguins.
Right. All aboard! Raise the anchor and start the old background music now.
Log of the Zeppelin. August the 3rd of September. Heading south northeast west. Over English Channel, which appears to be flooded.
Lord Seagoon, I must inform you that this Zeppelin is highly inflammable. Therefore, rauchen ist verboten. Nicht rauchen. Defense fumée, nicht rauchen. Rauchen verboten.
Cigarette?
Thank you. Geblungen, was ist? These cigarettes are strong.
I know, they're made of iron.
There, Captain Eidelberger, this message has just come through the electric mangle.
Kaplungen, it's the tail of the Kaiser's shirt. Oh, wow. Play it on this gramophone immediately.
As from today, Germany is no longer at peace with England.
What? This means war!
Yeah. But you have already paid for your journey, so we are duty-bound to take you around the world in 80 days. But from now on, a state of naughty hostilities must exist between us all. Neddy, this is terrible. World War I on board a Zeppelin.
I know, Major.
These parcels of reinforcements just arrived from England.
Let's have a look. I asked for Grenadier Guards. I wonder what they've sent me.
Leave us, Elite Finchley World Guard.
Good heavens! What do you know about fighting Germans?
What do I know?
I woke up one morning and found a German under my bed. In a flash, I sprang toward him. With a power of muscles and knotted string and reinforced cardboard braces, I shot out my left face. Hit away. Strike, thud, black, blun. English left, crunch, strike, thud, blend. Lunge, hit. Lunge, hit, face.
Wait a minute. What was he doing all this time?
I couldn't see. He locked me in a cupboard.
Yeah, stand over there.
But that's outside the Zeppelin.
Just testing you, lad. Well, listen. Listen. What's in the other parcel?
Well, you walk in the garden. The garden of the Lord.
Oh,
I'm a young
Lord. Oh, Lord, Nutty. Oh, I'm a Lord. Oh, look, boy. The War Office has sent me to help you and the audience.
What? Take that scented rose from behind your ear and hand me that woolen microphone.
Oh, Nelly Seagram calling the studio audience. Fasten your safety belt. In a few moments, we'll be crossing the international gate line. Then I'll be one day older than Moriarty, thus winning the age race.
Nelly, Penguin's ready to attack the front half of the Zeppelin.
Right. Let's see what's behind this door here. He's falling in the bathroom.
Yes! The wrong door but the right blue bottle.
Ah.
This must be the control cabin here.
I'm sorry.
It's little steaming Nutty.
Moriarty, what? What are you doing up the front end of the Zeppelin?
He has just crossed the international date line ahead of you, Nelly. Thereby, Philo de C, etc., etc., etc. Perhaps listeners would like to make a note of that on a piece of paper.
What? Well, that's a lot for the lot, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, round the corner, see old Brandy there.
About those pieces of paper, listeners. I suggest you use them for writing in complaints about these dull endings of the Goon Show. Good night.
That was the Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Redditor Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Scott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Keenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.